Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience. I want to start by sharing with you some of my Muslim friends told me Jesus is called the Son of God and all of us are children of God. Well, let me share with you a couple of facts revealed in the gospel. I will do my best to present to you, my Muslim friend, the truth recorded in the gospel. However, please promise me that you will ask God to reveal to you who Jesus is. You must depend on God to help you understand and to reveal to you a spiritual truth recorded in his word in the gospel. So, my Christian audience, please share that with your Muslim friend. For example, we read in the gospel that Jesus' disciple John recorded Jesus' words in chapter 5. You can read that Jesus said, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man." Even as God the Father has life in himself, shows the self-existing and eternal being of God, the Heavenly Father, the eternal fountain of life, in the same way, God as our Heavenly Father gave Jesus the Son to have life in himself. Jesus' words, which we just read, clearly shows the unique character of Jesus' sonship to God the Father. And of course, this is very obvious throughout the Gospel, the New Testament. Please read the New Testament, the Gospel. And of course, remember the Gospel declares clearly that Jesus is God, came to us by taking an additional nature, a human nature, and came to our world. In the Gospel, we read Jesus' disciple John, for example, recorded that Jesus said, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it." Wonderful. So keep these gospel biblical truths in your mind and focus on the word of God in the gospel, asking God to reveal to you who Jesus is and the spiritual truth he wants to reveal to you. Because this is personal between you and God, and this is the manifestation of God's grace toward you, is to guide you to understand his word and the truth. We read in the gospel that Jesus' disciple John recorded the words of Jesus. For example, in John chapter 3, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus the Son proceeds from God the Father and is therefore of the same eternal substance. Okay? This is completely different from created entities which are different in substance from the Creator. Are you with me? Good. God the Father is the eternal cause, yes, of the Son. However, Jesus the Son is not created or distinct substance from the Father. That's what we understand clearly from the Gospel. The Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit are one being. Please remember this Gospel truth fact. The Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit are one being. And you start trying to imagine everything. Remember that you can't attribute materialistic properties to God. Jesus is the only begotten Son. Begetting here is understood in an eternal sense. This is beyond your imagination and is not a matter of being made or created. Jesus is not God's Son in the sense of a human father and a son. God did not get married and have a son. In the Holy Trinity, no one is before or after other. No one is better or less. Yes, there is different functions and roles, but no one is better or less. But the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal. That's what the Gospel reveals clearly. And we believe what God revealed to us. And after you believe, you can experience the triune nature of God in your heart and in your soul. That's a different topic. We will talk about it, of course, in the future. The important fact now for you is God wants you to know, because Jesus the Son is begetting from the Father, came from God through the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus has the same nature as the Father. You must accept this biblical truth. Now, let me share another passage with you. During Jesus' trial before the Jewish leaders, the high priest asked Jesus, "I demand in the name of the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus replied, "Yes, it is as you say." "But I say to all of you, in the future, you will see the Son of Man seated in the place of power at God's right hand and coming on the clouds of heaven." You can read this passage in Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 26, verses 63 to 64. The Jewish leaders responded by accusing Jesus of blasphemy. Matthew chapter 26. Later, before Pontius Pilate, we read in the Gospel, the Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God." You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 19. Jesus' claim that he is the Son of God is considered blasphemy, which deserves the death sentence. Because the Jewish leaders understood exactly what is the meaning of the title Son of God. To be the Son of God is to be of the same nature as God, which means to be God. We read in the Gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, one of Jesus' closest disciples recorded the words of Jesus to Martha. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." My friend, I want to invite you right now to believe in Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, and to repent of your sins. You can repeat this prayer after me if God spoke to you and you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me and coming personally through the person of Jesus Christ, sacrificing, suffering to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I believe in Jesus. He is my only Savior. And I repent, God. I don't want to live far from you any longer. Thank you, God, for your passionate love toward me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you some free materials, and perhaps guide you to a good church close to you. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one team, one family, regardless of which Christian background you are or which church you go to, we still can serve God together to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy God's love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.